From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and I'm that Star Wars priest. Hi, I'm Father Roderick, the Star Wars priest, and today I want to give you my analysis of the new trailer for Solo, A Star Wars Story. Solo is the second standalone Star Wars movie, as you know, following Rogue One. And this time we go back in time, even before the events of Rogue One, and we see a young Han Solo, a young Lando Calrissian, a young Chewie, although I think Wookiees are very old in general, so I don't know if we see any difference between the Wookiee that we know and the Wookiee that we will see in this movie. Now, the trailer came after a teaser, or actually the trailer is a teaser trailer, according to the official Star Wars channel. And we got a small preview during the Super Bowl. That was just 45 seconds, but it showed different scenes, and I'll go into some of the extra footage that we've seen in that particular teaser trailer after I've analyzed the official first trailer for the Solo movie. So it opens with some details, and we see Han, I assume it's Han, switching on the Falcon. He is using all the different levers and switches. And what I immediately loved about this trailer was the rhythmic editing. So you hear this click, clack, click, clack, and you see his hand switching on the various devices or on the dashboard. What strikes me immediately is that the chair on the right side of Han is empty. So that means there's no co-pilot yet. Chewie is not yet part of the story at this point. We also see that Han is carrying a big, what looks like a very big, bulky watch, almost like a super old-fashioned version of the Apple Watch. So it's chunky. It could also be a communicator, something that he uses to, I don't know, make phone calls. I don't know how that works in the Star Wars universe. So that's the first thing. We just see the hands, but we immediately know this is the Falcon and this must be Han. Now, the dashboard itself looks also slightly different. Keep in mind, this is the Falcon that we see in its brand new state. Later on in the video, we will see more proof of that. So the dashboard is still pristine, the way it looked when it came out of the factory. I don't know if these things come out of a factory, but anyway. And the big difference is that instead of the three levers that are in the center, so between the pilots, those are the levers that you push to go into hyperspace. Instead of the three that we know, there are now four levers, and they also look slightly different. So that's a big difference. And then you hear the sound of kind of like a motorbike, electric guitar, kind of roaring sound, while we see the Lucasfilm logo on screen. And that is a sound that we haven't heard yet in the Star Wars universe. This has not been part of the musical lingo of the Star Wars movies. But this roaring motorbike sound immediately evokes youth. It evokes, I don't know, a road adventure. It's like, this is different from what you're used to. The rest of the music, by the way, let's get that out of the way, during the trailer is, probably composed specifically for this trailer. And I didn't like it that much. I thought it sounded cheap. It's clearly a synthesizer. It is not a real orchestra. And it sounded, I don't know, it just didn't have the punch of previous trailer music that we've heard. But that's just my kind of initial impression. But it works okay. I mean, it's serviceable, but I just expected something a little bit more special, a bit more, I don't know, symphonic. But anyway, so we get that sound like, oh, a road adventure is starting, and immediately that's what we see. We see an early model land speeder. I'll just call it a land speeder. It's this hovering kind of car. And it is, everything looks clunky about it. It looks really old fashioned and retro. And it's leaving what looks like a garage or a hangar or something like that. And then we see a close up of the people behind the wheel, as it were. You have Han Solo And then you have this girl, and I think it's Kira, but a younger Kira, and also Han, kind of, it's almost as if this is a flashback. And now there is this detail, and you may have missed it, because there's so much that wants your attention in this trailer. But if you freeze frame this scene, you will see the golden dice that we see in The Last Jedi that Luke gives to Leia at the end of his appearance there. You see the golden dice hanging from the window of the car, which immediately tells me that this is not just a car that was stolen by Han. No, this is probably his vehicle. This is his hover car, or however you want to call it. But I thought it was so cool to see the dice, because, you know, the story of the dice is that when Rian Johnson was filming The Last Jedi, that was even when The Force Awakens was still being edited. And in The Force Awakens, there is a cut scene that ended up on the cutting room floor, which involved those dice. And he thought it was amazing. And so he brought back that moment with the dice in The Last Jedi. But unfortunately, since that particular scene was cut from The Force Awakens, that moment falls flat. And in a way, what I love is that with this movie, they can still tell the story of those dice and why they are so important. So this, I think, in retrospect, will give more weight to that scene in which Luke is handing over the golden dice of Han Solo to Leia. So I thought it was very cool. So what's happening there? It looks a bit like a joyride, or they're on the run. There's clearly a pursuit going on. Han is wearing this leather jacket. It's very different from the clothes that we see later on in the trailer. And you hear a voiceover, which is kind of very Han Solo, Harrison Ford-like. If you may know that in Blade Runner, in one of the many different versions of Blade Runner, it starts with his voiceover. Now, this is probably just taken from a conversation between him and Kira, in which he's telling her about his youth. But here it's used as a voiceover. And it doesn't really sound like Harrison Ford, but it's okay. We hear that he's been on the street since the age of 10, that he was kicked from Flight Academy for having a mind of his own. So immediately the trailer wants to establish this is a rogue guy. This is a scoundrel, you know. He doesn't fit the mold. And we see glimpses of his past at the Flight Academy in the Super Bowl trailer that I will talk about later on. So it's clearly something that is going to be part of this movie, probably in flashback. We will just see how he applies for this Flight Academy and then gets kicked off. But now he is in this pursuit, and he's being chased by another hovering vehicle. It looks a bit like a police motorbike. There is a guard or a trooper on it. Looks a bit like a security or a police guy. And the rest of the scene is clearly an industrial environment. And later on, we'll discover that this takes place at a harbor. So I don't know why he's being pursued. Is it just because he's speeding and he's driving recklessly? Or perhaps he stole something, or who knows? There may be other reasons for him being in trouble. The fact is, he's on the run. Then we get a quick shot of the dashboard of the land speeder, and we can immediately see that even though the outside of the vehicle looks a bit clunky and old-fashioned, it's still almost like a race car. The dashboard looks very smooth and cool. And then there is another nice detail on the right side of the dashboard. There is a small monitor that looks a bit like the aiming computer of Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing when he's going to blow up the Death Star. And it's visually, it's got the same type of computer graphics, which I love those details. It's immediately signaling us this takes place in the Star Wars universe. Now the chase goes on. The security bike crashes into an object, and we see that the guard or the trooper is ejected out of his vehicle and lands on the ground, but survives. In just a fraction of a second, we see him get up. So nobody dies here in this scene. Then we see like a more of an open view of the harbor. We see water in the distance. We see that now seemingly Han and Kira are being chased by another, a bigger vehicle. And then it changes all of a sudden. And this is like a real strange moment in the trailer where we see this kind of almost like a Lord of the Rings type of flying sequence, and we fly over snowy mountain tops. And I was like, okay, if we now hear the music of the Lord of the Rings, then that would be totally weird. But this is a new environment, which is very predominant in the trailer, so it may also be very important in the movie. It's a wintry planet, it's cold, and also this planet seems to be kind of an industrial planet. And my guess is that this is Kessel. Kessel is the place where you have the spice mines that R2-D2 and C-3PO, or mostly C-3PO, talks about. You know, we're going to be sent to the spice mines of Kessel. And we know, we have seen a glimpse of the spice mine, or yeah, of the spice mines and of Kessel in the first episode, if I'm not mistaken, of the Star Wars Rebels, an animated series. But we haven't seen much. We know about Kessel. Some stuff from the old expanded universe, that it is a planet where both people are working as slaves in the mines, and spice is, well, not spices you use for cooking, but it's more like drugs. And whereas on the other side of the planet, the royal family lives in luxury. So you've got this same type of opposition that we saw in The Last Jedi on the casino planet, where you have all these rich people that made their money because of the sales of weapons. Well, here it's kind of a similar situation on Kessel. Of course, this is all still speculation, but it's kind of setting the scene for a very important environment in the Solo movie. So, let's say that we're now on Kessel, and we see Han in a fur coat that looks like a coat straight from, I don't know, Game of Thrones. It's clearly handmade, improvised, and he's just looking over the landscape. It's very empty. It's almost as if the trailer at this point tells us, well, this is how it got started. Han had all these dreams about being a pilot and everything, and now he's alone. He's literally solo in that particular scene. This is all subconscious messaging that the trailer does. So there, Han is alone and it's cold. His life has no warmth, has no fulfillment. It's empty. It's nothing like the dream that he had. And of course, the trailer wants to tell us what's going to happen next. So there is another abrupt switch. And all of a sudden, after the solo moment in the snow where everything seems frozen, we get to see the dream. We get to see the interior of the Millennium Falcon. And it is pristine and it's brand new. And the floor is like a mirror, like a black mirror. And the walls that we only know in it, their grimy state much later in time, are still looking fantastic. And you can totally tell that this is not just a cargo ship. This is a luxury ship. It looks amazing. And so immediately we make the connection, Han Solo, the Falcon. This is what is going to happen. This is his dream. This is where he's going to end up. That's what he's going to pilot later on. The next scene is interesting too. We see Han outside, still in his fur coat. So I assume this is still taking place on that same cold planet, perhaps also on Kessel. And he looks up at the cockpit. If you freeze frame it, there's something else that's very interesting. You see two moons just above the cockpit. Or if it's a heavy snowstorm or whatever, or mist, could be two suns, but then I'd say that would be too close to Tatooine. So probably two moons. So this planet has two moons. It is clearly not yet his Falcon. So we then switch to another scene, very different environment. This is on a beach, or it's a sandy landscape. You see in the distance, Han probably with, I assume, Kira, but it's too small to really say. And they're going in the direction of there's this strange, structure that emerges from the sand. It's unclear what it is, but it's some kind of a building or a defense system. And then we switch to another very important character played by Woody Harrelson. And the name of that character is Beckett. And Beckett is supposed to be, according to the rumors, some kind of a tutor, some kind of a teacher to Han Solo. And that is what the trailer is going to tell us. This is probably the guy who is going to introduce Han to the world of smuggling, to the world of crime, to the shady business. And what I loved about what happens in the trailer is that Woody turns towards Han and says, "Hey, kid." It's exactly the same language that Han will later on adopt and use towards Luke Skywalker. "Hey, kid." And here's where he learns it. And we discover that Beckett is assembling a team. That sounds like a heist movie. That sounds like, I don't know, Ocean's 8 or Ocean's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. He probably is recruiting not just Han, but also a number of other people to join his team. For what, we don't know. But from the looks of it, he's up to no good. So this is probably to help him do something illegal or something to rob the Empire. Is this some kind of robbing from the rich to distribute to the poor? We don't know. But we hear about a team, and immediately the trailer shows us who is going to be part of that team. I'll talk about that in a second. Something strange about the outcropping where this happens. They seem to be on a hill close to the sea, and you've got these strange, stone spikes. But there are little metal rings on top of them, almost as if they've been carried on by the rings, and then they've been lifted and placed there. But there are also some hieroglyphs on these stones. It's unclear what this is. We may not even get to know why the place looks like that. Star Wars often does that and just gives you the sense that you're in a used universe and there's a history, but this particular movie will not even tell us what the history of that place is. Doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter at this point in the trailer either. What matters is that we get to know the other team members. And they are, first of all, Kira, which we've already seen in the car chase, next to a droid, L337 or L337. This is a motion-captured character played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And this is the first time that we see this droid. Looks absolutely fantastic. The introduction of Kira is also very impressive. She is leaving the Falcon, so she's coming down the ramp. But the ramp looks different from the ramp that we know of the old Falcon. Especially the circular thing that's above the ramp looks much sleeker, much newer in this scene than we've seen it in other movies. But that's interesting that she leaves the Falcon. Does that mean that she's part of the Falcon? Is she somehow in cahoots with Lando? And is the droid also part of the team? Is there a party of three that owns the Falcon at this point in the story? I don't know. What I do see is that she looks very regal, almost imperial. She's got this white uniform-like suit, and then she's got this red cape that immediately made me think of what's his name, Krennic, or the Imperial dude in Rogue One. So she's got this nice cape. It does absolutely convey that she's not just a girl. She's, I don't know, perhaps royal. So that could kind of tie in with the backstory of Kessel, that she's part of the royal family on Kessel. That she's rich or powerful, or, well, she's not definitely not the company for a smuggler. Another thing, theory, what if she is the one who gives the orders? What if she is ultimately the quest giver in this story? That she's from this, I don't know, royal clan, and she somehow has enlisted a Beckett with his team to do a heist for her. I'm just speculating, but I wouldn't be surprised if she is a major character in the sense that she's not just a friend of Han or Lando, but she's much more like the person who puts in motion what's going to happen next. Also part of the team, very quick introductions. We see Lando, played by Donald Glover, looking relaxed, smiling. He's sporting this small beard. Seems to me like the perfect Lando. We haven't heard much. We don't see that much of him. Perhaps they'll save that for later trailers. But He just looks the part. And I'm excited about that. And then we see a very interesting other character, Val. I hadn't heard about her character before. She's played by Thandie Newton. So she's also joining the team. And then there is this very strange alien pilot, four-armed. And I'm thinking that could be Warwick Davis. Warwick Davis has a role in this movie. He's had roles in almost all the Star Wars movies. Of course, he's the original Wicket in The Last Jedi, in The Return of the Jedi. And so perhaps he's this pilot. I don't know. I like it, though. It's a very diverse team. And then that's where the story continues. We see Han as a silhouette entering what at first looks like a cantina scene. But if you look more closely, you can tell that this is the same space where Lando is sitting. Well, we know that Lando is a gambler and that Han will also start to gamble. So this is, I think, an illegal gambling casino. This could be also at the harbor or I don't know. It looks kind of gloomy and dark, but you see lots of aliens around a table. They're playing and there are some people around it watching. It has this almost a feel of like an illegal dogfight arena or something like that. And Han is just standing there. So, and then we move to the next scene, and it's on the winter planet again, or outside in the cold. And Beckett asks Han if he's going to be part of the team. Are you joining? And Chewie roars, and Han translates that that's a yes. So we already established that Han understands Wookiee speak. So this invitation, are you joining, could also kind of refer to the previous scene in which Han is standing there and the invitation is, are you going to gamble too? And we know from the backstory that that is how he gets the Falcon. So interesting. There's a lot going on in this trailer. And then we see, of course, Beckett and Han coming to an agreement. He's going to join a team. And then we switch to the Falcon. And this is, again, clearly a moment where the Falcon is not yet Han's Falcon. We see Lando at the helm. We see L337 as the co-pilot. They're giving each other the hand sign. And immediately they go into hyperspace. In the backseat, we see Han sitting there. So could it be, is Kira in the cockpit? I don't think so, or at least we don't see her yet. But perhaps those three were the original owners or users of the Falcon, and Han is now on board. And so they're going into hyperspace. Is this the famous Kessel Run? Is this the moment where Lando kind of shows off what the Falcon can do, and then later on we'll see Han improving on that record? There's definitely something like that that's being set up here in this space. Very interesting. We will see the Falcon later on again in the trailer, but this time it will be Han and Chewie who will be at the helm. So then we see something very different, a new environment. This is probably my least favorite environment in the trailer and in the some of the photos that we've seen and behind the scenes stuff. This kind of looks like a dance club. It's a bit hazy. It doesn't look particularly nice or colorful. There is this R2 unit serving drinks. I think it's kind of reminiscent of what R2 did on the barge of in The Return of the Jedi. We see this dancer, a singer with a floating alien in yellow fluid that's probably singing along. And I wonder, is this happening on a boat? It has a feeling of like a club inside a boat, like a cruise ship or something like that. Again, just a guess, but I don't really particularly like this environment. Then we see that Kira is there too. She turns around, probably towards Han. And again, she looks very classy, very rich. She's in control. So again, seems to confirm the hunch that I have that she may be the one who sets in motion the heist or whatever illegal plan Beckett is trying to prepare with his team. Then we're back at the beach. Very different scene. We see Han in a kind of like a Western situation versus the evil guys. and a main villain. This is the first time that we see a true villain, classic Star Wars villain with a mask, a spare. He looks very tribal. Definitely not the kind of Kylo Ren vibe, although the mask looks a bit like some of the stuff that we know from the expanded universe. So they're definitely kind of hinting at that. Han is reaching for his blaster, Western style, but also it also reminds us of Indiana Jones. You know, that famous scene with the guy with the sword and doing all the movements and then just Han taking out his gun and just shooting the guy. That totally reminded me of that. Is probably on purpose that they try to evoke the classic Harrison Ford visual vocabulary, if you were. So that is that's that scene. We will see some more of those bad guys later on. We see a wider shot, and there are a lot of other aliens who are masked. I assume that these are aliens, but they're also humanoid. People with weapons standing behind the main guy, the main evil guy. It's definitely on the beach. There's a settlement, very primitive settlement, almost a camp in the background. Are these guys bounty hunters? They're definitely trying to prevent Han and probably also the others from getting away. So there's going to be this confrontation. All of a sudden, the movie seems to be a bit like a Western, which I think totally fits Han Solo's backstory. Then we go to like the inside of a ship or a hangar or whatever. It's unclear. And there is a hooded figure with a big black mantle fighting some droids, apparently. But it's not the same guy. If you freeze frame, it's not the same bad guy as we saw outside. So this may be one of the other bounty hunters. I'll just call them bounty hunters for the moment. But it definitely signals trouble. You know, the Han is going to gamble. They're ready for an adventure. And now we've got the threshold guards, you know, the people that will prevent them. So those have to be conquered. Again, it's classic narrative structure that is used almost in every Star Wars movie. Then we see L337 among explosions. That definitely means that things are going wrong. And then we switch to a CGI shot of a cargo ship. I assume it's a cargo ship. It seems to carry this big metal container. And some other smaller ships or even probably just remote rockets or something are also towing this big container. And then the container detaches from the main, cargo ship. And I'm thinking, if this is on Kessel, then what's in that container? Could it be spice? Could that be what they're trying to smuggle out? Who's in the cargo ship? Could that be Han or Lando or I don't know? And why is the container detaching? Well, we may get an explanation later on. Then we go back to the tent. Seems to be part of that small village or that encampment that we saw earlier on in the confrontation with the bounty hunters. And Kira is talking to Han. Are the bad guys part of her entourage? Is this when Han is captured or I don't know? Does she intervene? We then go to an intense flying scene. We see Han in... I'm not sure if this is in the cockpit of the Falcon or another ship. This could actually be in the cargo ship that we just see. And we see Han struggling and looking very intense. Again, I think this is part of the kind of the Harrison Ford vocabulary. They try to channel that intensity of Harrison Ford. You know, that when he's angry, he's like, I don't know. I just thought it again. They try to make us think of Harrison Ford in that particular scene. Then we go back immediately to the outside and we see a massive explosion. We see the cargo ship getting away. So that kind of tells me that the previous shot is also Han in that cargo ship. And it looks like the explosion is happening in the water of a sea or something like that. So that could be the harbor that we saw earlier on. And it almost looks as if that perhaps it was a bomb in the container and Han just kind of cut the ties to, so it exploded below him and he got away. I don't know why, but it just looks Star Wars. Then we go back to the conversation between Han and Kira in the tent. And then Kira says, I'm probably the only one who knows what you really are. She doesn't say who you really are, but what you really are. And then Han, this is one of the few scenes in which we see him really acting a little bit. Han is a bit uncertain. He's pretending to be cool, and he's like, well, what's that? But we don't get a final answer. Kira doesn't say what she has in mind. But then we switch to the logo of the movie. It says Solo. So perhaps what she's going to say is, I know what you are. You're Solo. You're a solo player. You're not a team player. I don't know. It's just one of those strange moments in the trailer where I think they're trying to convey something. I'm not sure if it works in this trailer. I think the payoff in the Super Bowl trailer was better. Whereas, so what's your name? And then it says, they show the logo, Solo. In this scene, it feels a little bit forced. But anyway, this is another moment. You have in the trailer, you always have these little interruptions where they try to tell you this is what the movie is called, this is when it will be in cinema, etc. Then things go in overdrive because, of course, the Star Wars trailer needs to have a build-up, and now we get to one of the big action scenes in the movie itself. We see a new-looking Falcon escaping a Star Destroyer in a space storm. We'd already seen a glimpse of this amazing-looking scene with this menacing Star Destroyer and then surrounded by these clouds in space, and it's like there's lightning and who knows what. Amazing shot. The Falcon looks dramatically different from the Falcon that we know. And this, of course, harkens back to one of the quotes in the original Star Wars movies where Lando and Han are talking about it, and it's like, what did you do to my ship? Well, now we know what happened, what Han did to the ship. He completely changed the front of the ship. So you've got these two protrusions in the original Falcon, and they seem to be melded into a V shape, and the entire ship looks much more like a racing ship, like it's more streamlined. And so, yeah, I thought it was a brilliant way to show us, to give the Falcon, who is definitely one of the Star Wars characters, it's not just a ship, it's a character, to give the ship a backstory, to give the ship a personal history. Going from this sleek-looking race ship that's amazing, that's streamlined, to this kind of bulky, awful, like, you came in that, you're braver than I thought, kind of ship. So I love what they did with the Falcon. So we see the Falcon escaping the Star Destroyers, chased by a TIE fighter that we've never seen before, and some regular ones. So of course, that's also for the toys and for the Legos. You need to have new ships and new costumes and new troopers. But anyway, I'm not complaining. And this time we go to the cockpit. This time Han is the pilot and Chewie is the co-pilot, and a scared-looking Lando is in the back seat, and Kira is also on board. And so this is where Han has taken possession of the Falcon, and he's flying this thing. And he's, of course, in trouble. He's always in trouble, right? And so we see asteroids, lightning. There's this awesome maneuver, which looks very, I don't know, physical, where he's like giving he's punching almost the steering wheel of the Falcon, and then it swivels around and hits the TIE fighter, and it explodes. Amazing steering. It's Han showing that he is the best pilot in the galaxy. He reached his goal. And then, of course, you get a classic, again, Harrison Ford type of scene where Han turns around and he tells him, well, you know, for a moment I thought this was going the wrong way, but we're fine, we're fine. And I was thinking this also may have a meta meaning. There may be a very specific reason that they put this particular phrase in the trailer, because there was a lot of negative vibe around this movie, and people were like, oh, it's a disaster. There were rumors of the actor playing Han not being able to act, and they had to hire an acting coach. So there was a lot of doom and gloom about this movie. It's almost as if the makers of the trailer want to say, you know, for a moment we thought this is not going the right way, or you may have thought this is not going the right way, but you know, it's going to be fine. And of course, I hope this is not going to be the case for the movie, but all hell breaks loose because all of a sudden we see these massive tentacles surrounded by lightning, and that there seems to be this massive space creature that is almost destroying the Falcon, and it takes a lot of expert piloting of Han to get away and to escape. And it's again an awesome scene where Lando is like, oh, totally in shock. Brilliant scene. I wasn't really the delivery of the line. Again, it's a different actor, and we keep wanting to hear Harrison Ford's voice and his style and his type of delivery. This movie will not give us that. That's pretty clear. But it's still, you know, in tone, it's very much like the Han Solo, like Han Solo would react. I'm just not sure if the actor, you know, can deliver what we all want. And it's just give us a younger Harrison Ford. We can't have that. So we'll just have to live with that. Anyway, but it's a minor niggle because the rest is cool and definitely better than we thought, than I thought. So we see, what is it? The big tentacles, almost looks like a big space version of the Sarlacc creature, where later on in the CGI additions, by George Lucas, they added extra tentacles. So perhaps now later on when we will see the Sarlacc creature, we may empathize even more with Han Solo. It's like, he's been in this situation before, in a similar situation. It also made me think, of course, of that space slug in Empire Strikes Back, where they try to escape. And their meteors there as well, or what is it, asteroids. It definitely also harkens back to those classic scenes. And that's what a trailer is supposed to do. It has to reassure us, has to give us that nostalgic feeling, at least the older Star Wars fans. This is going to feel like Star Wars. That's all we want to know. And then we'll just buy the ticket and go see the movie. Or once or twice or three times or four times or five times. So, and that's where it ends. That's the end of this particular, trailer. Again, this may also be part of the Kessel Run, or perhaps accidentally Han will now break Lando's record. I'm just speculating, so don't mind me. That's what I like to do. I can't keep myself from doing that. Then let's talk a little bit about the additional scenes in the Super Bowl TV spot. By the way, the final thing that we see in this trailer, of course, is Memorial Day. That's the day that this movie will premiere. And that's very soon. We don't have to wait very long, and that's a good thing. Super Bowl trailer has a number of scenes that are similar to this one, but also a lot of extra material, which I didn't expect. We see the probably part of a flashback in which a young Han Solo, and he's wearing this weird goofy hat, is applying for the Imperial Army or flight school. And he's being interviewed by this Imperial officer. And so what do you want to do? Well, I want to make a difference. I want to become the best pilot in the galaxy. So immediately you see his overestimating himself all the time, you know. That particular trailer switches back and forth between that interview for his application and his and that car chase earlier on. So we see that he's a good pilot. Well, at least he's a good pilot of his car. So kind of makes sense that he also wants to fly a ship with the same pizzazz. Then this short trailer shows us another cool shot of the destroyer, the Star Destroyer in the mist. Looks even cooler, I think. There are more shots of the harbor chase. And then we go to a scene that we haven't seen in the official trailer, and I thought it was an amazing scene. It shows you a cool transport train on the winter planet, and it's on rails, and it's got both underneath the rails and on top of the rails. It's got like this, I don't know, just these big wagons, and it's definitely an industrial train. This is not for passengers, even though the train has some passengers, because on top of that train, there's a fight going on. A classic trope, of course, in a lot of movies, a fight on top of a train. How many times have we seen that in a James Bond movie or a Bourne movie or whatever? Here it's taking place in Star Wars, but the guy fighting the bad guy is the one from the beach. It's the main villain or the main bounty hunter, but he's not fighting Han Solo. He's fighting what I think is Beckett with weird glasses on. So Beckett too could this be the moment that, I don't know, Beckett gets killed or something, and Han is, because of course Beckett is a teacher, he's a tutor, so he's supposed to fade away, and the pupil now has to surpass the master, right? Isn't that what Yoda told us in The Last Jedi? So I don't know. It's like I've got a bad feeling about that. And so, but it was a very, very cool scene. Then we switch to Lando, and he's just standing there in his fur coat. Looks very similar to the fur coat that Han is wearing. May even be the same fur coat. Is Han winning the fur coat as well? Next to the Falcon? That would be humiliating, I think, for Lando. But anyway, he's just standing there in a cold environment. Then we see Han in a prison cell. And he's being asked his name, your name, Han Solo. It's kind of the Bond, James Bond moment. But Han Solo, we don't hear him say it. I think we see the logo. And then that particular small short trailer ends with Chewie putting his hand on Han's shoulder. And this time Han is not overlooking the mountains like we saw in the big trailer, but he's overlooking the sea. So could this be towards the end of the movie? Seems like a nice scene for the end. So that's my analysis. That's what I have been able to discover in this trailer. I'd love to hear if I've missed anything, if you have any thoughts, if you have anything to add to this. I'd love to hear from you. Just post it in the comments. Let me know. Final thoughts. Again, this looks so much better than I thought it would look. This gives me hope for this movie. I've got a good feeling about this. The only thing we'll all have to somehow process, and that's why I'm so happy that we finally see this trailer with Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. The sooner we get used to him being Han Solo at a younger age, the sooner we can enjoy the story. So let's all get over this and just give him a chance to do what he does. There is no way to rejuvenate Harrison Ford, and we definitely don't want to have a CGI young version of Harrison playing a younger version of himself. That would be horrible. So let's just deal with it. But I think story-wise, as I've been able, hopefully, to convey a little bit in this video, in this analysis, is story-wise, I think this has a lot of excellent beats, and it sounds like classic Star Wars. It feels like classic Star Wars, and we get to see a lot of the things that we heard about in the existing canon, but we've never seen it with our own eyes. So I can't wait to see more. May the Force be with you.